We bow to one another. It's such a beautiful way to start a gathering, isn't it? Namaste. To perceive one another with loving kindness and appreciation, gratitude, and also the openness of heart that allows the mind to open to more of the fullness of that person we are with, that being we are with, no matter what kind of being. Namaste. As we look around in the world and in our own, circumstances, and maybe even if we're having an argument with a friend or a loved one, the openness isn't there, is it? Let's all reflect on that for a moment. But if one person of the pair that is in difficulty, that probably spontaneously arose in any given moment. But if one person smiles inside and or outside and feels that bow within them to this other person, that openness, that reverence, that loving kindness and gratitude, then the situation does change, and it can. And all the wise one did was open their heart, which opened their mind. And that is so on an individual basis, for instance, with frustration or anger or worry, anxiety. The openness isn't there. Feel it through today. Feel it. When openness is present, feel how your mind, your emotions, and even how we carry our body, movement, energy, mind, awareness. And feel that when there's constriction, contraction, and self-focus is primarily the focus, even if we haven't registered that, there's a closing in, there's not openness. Therefore, there's not open heart, and thus the mind is not open. It is closed. It is a limitation. And so the quotation on our page: bondage and freedom are dependent on the mind. Is the mind open or is the mind contracted? So, as you've been thinking and listening, have you noticed movement, energy, mind? Your mind, and our mind, a human mind, immediately conjures what we're listening to or reading in a book. It immediately conjures. So we could all feel Yes, constriction. Yes, it's correct what's being offered. And we all could feel and experience that the movement of openness, there's a movement in that openness. There's a movement inward, constricted, and then it becomes a torpor, becomes inert. Then we stay in a bad mood and we blame all of that. Feel it, feel it, feel it. Why? Why? Because that's not our essence. It's not our essence of being, no matter what name anyone puts on that. Soul, capital S, presence, Christ consciousness, Christ nature, Buddha nature, call it what you will, great spirit, essence of being, suchness, emptiness, key, the list is forever long. And the words are, each of them carries a quality. That's why there's so many, because there's so many qualities that we can experience of our own essence of being. How amazing. And when the mind is not open and we are contracted, we can't experience any of it. So bondage and freedom are dependent on the mind. It's so simple. How many times have we said that over our years together? It's so simple. So we smile with that. And feel that openness and feel the simplicity and just smile with being human. We are a curious entity, aren't we? Because we don't identify with our essence. Not often enough. That's why the world's got all the problems that it does. And when we have a problem, that's why we have a problem. We're not identifying with our own essence or any of its qualities. We are contracted, constricted, and self-limiting. It's a curious thing. So we smile. Yeah, it is. But none of us can be stupid about it anymore, ignorant about it anymore. Now we know. Now we know. We absolutely know. We smile. And smile again. Because it is that simple. And it is that curious. And it is that amazing. All at the same time. In this very moment. And in any moment. We're just sitting. We're not thinking. Just sitting in simplicity and simplicity of being, because that is one of its qualities. And we can all feel as we just are simple. The energy of that simplicity is open. There's no constriction to be found. The movement is gentle and smooth. And no interruption to be found. And mind is at peace and open and sparklingly clear. And then we realize it's all awareness, simply being. And if the mind modifies, we come back to simplicity. Just simplicity. Feel it. And then feel that it opens. And feel present. We take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing with all beings and all existence. After this is posted later today, re-listen to the first several minutes, the explanation. Hear again the linkage, the connections. Hear again the idea of openness. Openness of heart and openness of mind. They are inseparable. So listen to it again once it's posted. It'll be helpful for everyone in their day, throughout the day, and in one's own mind. Because again, we are curious beings. We human beings, very curious. And so we can smile with that. And just constantly open, constantly open. Love you all. Create your day.